Super Gran is the front page headline in the Irish Daily Mirror and a story you may also have seen on RTE News last night. Photographed is 86-year-old grandmother Barbara Holmes receiving a Guard of Honour as she's discharged from St Colum Kills Hospital in Dublin, having spent the past 6 weeks battling and ultimately recovering from COVID-19. Her grandson Rory O'Hanlon said it shows there is hope and families in the same situation do have something to hold on to. The Irish Independent leads with further speculation on the COVID-19 restrictions. Most of us facing extra fortnight in lockdown. The report predicting that the Taoiseach would announce a 2-week extension to the national lockdown on Friday. Working restrictions for those who work outdoors, such as construction workers and gardeners, may be lifted on the 5th of May, while it's reported that the 2-kilometre non-essential travel ban remains under consideration. The paper also reports on a shortage of eggs in the country, with one supplier saying there's now a daily shortfall of 1.5 million eggs, with eggs being imported to meet demand. The Examiner carries details about some difficulties being experienced by mortgage customers in accessing the 3-month mortgage payment break. Broker Michael Dowling reveals it was initially thought that it would be widely available, but many customers in arrears were being asked to fill in long and detailed financial assessments. Also in the Examiner, a report that health authorities have acknowledged that public patience is wearing thin with the current COVID-19 restrictions here, while under the headline Lockin' All Over the World, the Irish Daily Star looks at how some other countries around the world are loosening their restrictions. And in the Irish Daily Mail, they look in detail at the successful approach taken by New Zealand. According to the report, its remote location and easy-to-seal border played in its favour, and as people arrived into the country, they were placed into enforced quarantine. Back home, the Irish Times highlights a sharp rise in COVID-19 cases in counties close to the border. Health editor Paul Cullen reports that Northern Ireland public health doctor, Dr. Gabriel Scally, has called for an urgent investigation into so-called virus hotspots in border counties, going on to say that a spillover of infection from Northern Ireland was the most likely explanation for the trend. There are many tributes to the poet Evan Boland, whose death was announced yesterday. Gerald Smith in the Irish Times writes that for over half a century, Boland was a singular and influential presence in Irish poetry. Beneath the artistry of the poems lies her constant and deep inquiry into her own experience of womanhood and motherhood, marriage and the domestic space. The death of Dr. Teada Herrema, who was kidnapped and held hostage by the IRA in 1975, is also marked, his death sadly coming a week after the death of his wife Elizabeth. In the Irish Independent, Tom Brady recalls the events of 1975, which created worldwide media interest. And the cancellation of the Rose of Tralee Festival for the first time in its 61-year history is covered extensively in all papers. Presenter Dahi O'Shea tells the Irish Sun that organisers had considered delaying the event until the October bank holiday weekend, but the likelihood of social distancing still being in place then left them with little option. The Mayor of Tralee, Councillor Jim Finucane, told the Irish Independent that the cancellation was disappointing, but not a surprise given the current circumstances.